if the Carter Center had 30 observers deployed throughout the country, a delegation that was led by General Gowon, former president of Nigeria, with John Strumlau from the Carter Center. And our observations were that we did not see cases of systematic fraud. We found that the elections were much better organized than during the first round. There had been a lot of training during the interim. Materials arrived more or less on time. Polling stations opened on time. In general, the population was extremely well-behaved. It was a peaceful election day. And following the closing of the polling stations, the results were transferred to tabulation centers in a rather orderly fashion. So we did not observe any major problems during election day.
So far, how did you see Guineans comport themselves in the second round of presidential vote, despite the fact that some people claimed rigging in Sugri and Kuruse regions?
We followed that closely also at the CENI, and there were rumors or allegations of fictive polling stations. And those polling stations would be identified. If that were the case, they would have been identified during the verification process. So we do not have evidence of that. There is a legal mechanism for complaints to be resolved now through the Supreme Court. And so we encourage any party that felt that there was rigging or any kind of unfair practice to take their complaints through legal channels, and that now would be through the Supreme Court.
How did the Carter Center observe that the election was transparent and credible despite some of these allegations?
We have had full access to the National Election Commission. Following the election, the commission set up another commission, a tabulation commission, to look at litigious cases, and we were allowed to participate in those discussions. A technical committee was set up to examine specific allegations, but there are cases that are not within the mandate of the CENI, and those cases have to be sent on to the Supreme Court if either political party wishes to contest the results. So we call for calm. This is a beautiful country, very nice people, and they deserve better than what they've had the last 50-some years. This is their chance to have a democratic society, to move forward in terms of development and prosperity. It's a country with enormous potential. They have to overcome this challenge of this election, go on to the legislative elections in a short period of time, and then there will be presidential elections in another 5 years. So we call for calm. Regardless of who wins the election, we think that the Guinean people will all be winners. And this is an extremely delicate period, but we call for a peaceful resolution of any kind of disputes that parties may have.
What will be the Carter Center's message to the two leaders?
The two leaders made many agreements during the past several months. On September 3rd in Ouagadougou, they called for peaceful elections and that they would accept the results if the elections were free and fair. On November 5th, just prior to the election, they made an agreement regarding Siguri and the RPG, who had sent supporters into Moyen Guinea, so Middle Guinea. So they have made many, many agreements. They called for a government of national unity at one point. We expect them to assume their responsibilities, to play by the rules of democracy, to call for calm among their supporters, and we will do what we can in the future to support this country. Once this period is overcome, the international community is waiting to come in with additional funding. Investments are on their way, but the two leaders need to call for calm and need to be able to control their supporters as best they can.